Greetings. This is Nelson Olmstead. Today, let's follow the trail of a famous adventurer from southern Oregon. Before we leave, here's Clint Gruber to say a few words in behalf of Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Now, with his storybook open to today's chapter, here's Nelson.
Some men, perhaps, are born to adventure. With John Day of Central Point in southern Oregon, the lure of spine-tingling, death-defying adventure came along rather late in life. John began climbing mountains and globetrotting when he was 48 years of age. As he explains it,
"Well, my theory is simple. Most of us spend the first 20 years building up our physical and mental capabilities, the next 20 years tearing them down again, and then if you survive until the third 20 years, you get busy and try to salvage what you have left."
Well, John Day, now past the 56-year mark, has plenty left. You'll notice these days that he walks with a limp, which he explains this way.
"Well, that's a souvenir from Mount McKinley in Alaska. I broke both ankles in a fall. Well, I thought I was a goner for a while. This ankle never did knit right. It slows down the climbing somewhat, but doesn't seem to bother me on the skis."
After his near-fatal accident on Mount McKinley, John spent three consecutive winters in Norway learning the fine points of cross-country ski running. In the process, injured ankle notwithstanding, he managed to set endurance records for ski running, which still stand. He says,
"Well, I ski 10 to 20 miles every day in the winter. On a cross-country run, you encounter every conceivable type of situation to test physical and mental processes. That's the kind of activity I enjoy."
Well, John Day took up his strenuous avocations after being laid up in the hospital several years ago with an attack of arthritis of the spine. His doctors doubted that he would ever walk normally again. John says,
"I wasn't about to give up. You call it overcompensation if you want, but after I got out of that hospital bed, I seem more attractive than ever to violent physical exertion."
Well, in 4 years, John made 250 major ascents and climbed the 6 major mountains in Washington in 9 days. He scaled 3 Cascade Peaks in a single day, and at 54 years of age, tried out for the American Olympic team. In addition to his mountain climbing feats, the indomitable southern Oregon rancher has gained reputation as a master big game hunter. It seems that John Day has a knack of bringing a sense of adventure to everything he does. On his 4,000-acre Rogue Valley Ranch, for example, he supports one of the most unusual livestock herds in the West. John says,
"Well, 20 years ago, we got 6 buffalo from a friend in Klamath Falls. We more or less turned them loose in the ranch, and after a couple of years, we had quite a herd. Now we have 60 head, and are going into the commercial raising of buffalo, which pay much better than cattle. I guess I sort of like the far-out things in life."
Yes, the most lasting impression that Southern Oregon's John Day gives is that of a man who lives life to the fullest and relishes every moment of it.
Thanks